He stands convicted of 52 counts of aggravated assault.
West Texas. My eyes were stabbed.
Like a mouse.
Ohaku or Not covers the official handbook of the Marvel Universe Deluxe Edition, an encyclopedia series published from 1985 to 1988 by Marvel Comics. And we cover it with several panelists with little to no knowledge of the Marvel Universe, giving their first impressions of each character, its look, concept, and story. Warning, listener discretion is advised. Ohaku or Not is a proud member of the Fire and Water Podcast Network. This is your host, Siskoid, and with me today are...
Natalie!
It is
Jose
Shotgun.
Shocker to Sidewinder.
Shocker.
No, the Shocker.
It does have a bow.
Welcome back, Ennis.
Herman Schultz was an unsuccessful burglar who built his vibro smashers in the prison workshop during his third prison term as a tool to open safes easily. Once he was out, it was just a matter of making a foam-padded suit that could resist the vibrations, and he was off to the races. But of course, ran afoul of Spider-Man, as you can see in the accompanying image. Shocker shoots dangerous vibrations from his gloves, which can blast concrete apart. He's got a grudge against Spider-Man, and is motivated by revenge, greed, and overconfidence. He's got a nasty temper, too.
Aw, yay!
Great stuff!
So you mean to say that while he was in a workshop in prison... He created those glove things. And the prison was like, cool, bring them out with you.
The prison was like, huh? Didn't notice.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff that happens in prison that people don't notice. Or like,
don't notice.
Maybe, yeah.
Is that a quilted suit? Because it looks very quilted, and I'm into that
shit. I don't
know
if it's quilted. Quilted would mean each square was separate.
Not necessarily. Okay. You have the quilt top that is put together as, like, pieces, but then quilted is also
this
the
is
sandwich.
I think this is what we call in Acadian French, a couverte piqué, where, you know, where there's...
Yes, that is quilted.
I do like that.
Mm. It's it's nice, but also I don't really care because there's a bulge. There is a bulge.
I mean, I hope he did the quilting in prison, because that seems like a very useful skill to pick up.
After your third time in, you need to develop some very specific hobbies. Weapon building, quilting... And maybe the first one was just working out, because that's the traditional one.
Well, let me throw some cold water on your faces. Evie's padded to protect himself from the vibrations. Mm. Is that bulge real?
Is he the kind of person that would put in a fake?
Yes. I mean, it's maybe not 100% fake, because like even if you put padding around it, like if it's big, it's just
sounds
it's
like
bigger.
Someone who's padded her bra and wants to defend herself.
Oh yeah, in high school,
yeah,
holy moly,
he's wearing like the bombshell bra from Victoria's Secret.
In high school, I was in the itty bitty titty committee, and I was sad about it.
I've never been in that committee.
Yeah. I'm still in. Anyways.
What's the belt for?
Holding his pants up?
He's not wearing pants.
It's like a unitard thing with a very big, deep V.
Is it? You don't think those pants could be separate?
No.
Those are not separate.
It's all one piece. Come on. If you know fashion, you know it's one piece.
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah, Mike, do you know fashion?
It's just the fact that it matches the gloves perfectly makes me think that they're already like a battery pack or something. Is that what it is?
The Bluetooth. I do like the Santa boots.
Yes.
As well as, I know it's a shadow, but I choose to believe that this is a red line going down the side.
No, it is.
Which is a bold fashion. Oh, it is a bold fashion.
There is one on the arm as well.
It's like tracksuit.
I had a pair of pants in university that were like this. And I think about those pants all the time, because I wish I still had those pants.
Quilted pants?
No, but they had a stripe along the side.
Oh,
I always thought it were cool.
Yeah.
Now throw on a belt and a quilted unitard
and high heel Santa boots. They do look high heeled.
Yes, at least they're lifted at the very least.
Again, he's compensating a lot here.
Is he short?
It doesn't say.
What do you mean it doesn't say?
Oh, it's on the other page.
Is it half a page?
It is part of a page, so let me look into the comic.
We can't look
secretly,
at
and I will tell you.
We can't look at it because it will spoil.
It's 5'9".
He's pretty short for a guy.
Well, in the superhero supervillain set, yeah, it would make sense that he would want lifts.
Yes. The gloves, they vibrate.
They shoot a vibration.
Can he control the intensity of said and pattern of yes. said vibration?
Yes, but I'm not sure you want it near your safe.
I mean, it depends how much control he has on said intensity and pattern.
I would say not enough control. Okay. It's made to rattle open safes and concrete walls.
I mean,
in my mind, it goes very drastic where it's like, you don't have hips anymore. Like, all of a sudden, you're just a torso and you're like, ah.
Well, shit.
Is that what he's doing to Spider-Man right now?
He looks...
Yeah, well, it's not exactly the scenario you were proposing, but yes.
It seems lovely, though.
Spider-Man's breakdancing.
I'm not a fan of the little black dots that they use to illustrate this vibration.
Yeah.
Are they dots?
They look like little black pollution dots.
I mean, they're fine.
It's like Pigpen, Charlie Brown.
But I like, see it. Little curvy dots.
Yeah. I get the rays, like swirly white rays.
The wiggly lines.
But I just feel like the dot, I don't know. I don't know that they're necessary.
Maybe I don't think they're always there. I'm surprised.
Inconsistent.
Perhaps one artist's.
Inconsistence in comic books.
What's that?
Oh my god. Okay, so during a fight, Spider-Man locked the VibroShock units in the on position, and the recoil was so intense that it sent Schultz slamming from wall to wall, knocked him out, and burned out the, the units.
Sounds like a good time.
I think it may be a little overpowered.
I think it sounds like a good Friday night.
Oh, Isabel's not here. What's his personality like?
I believe I described asshole.
Yes, I was not good.
Like, again.
Vengeful, greedy, overconfident, and with a nasty temper. And
great. Love that.
Obviously, people can change, but he's been 3 times in jail. That's a lost cause.
3 times the charm.
No.
You haven't talked about the mask.
Yeah, the eyes are freaky. I don't like it. Like, ugh.
I don't like it. It feels painted on.
It feels a little Voldemort, too.
Like, oh, yeah.
Like it's more of a shadow, like an indent nose. I don't know.
It feels to me like those are not actually eye holes. It's just painted on eyes.
Yeah.
I think it's because it lacks shadow. And also because of the triangle, it just reminds me a lot of a snake head.
Yeah.
Like the way they're shaped.
Yeah, I think it could be a part of the Serpent Society for some reason.
Well, the Rattler is pretty...
He would be a better version of the Rattler.
I think, like, the theming is confused here to me. I don't really understand why they went with this for a dude who vibrates.
He was a former member of the Masters of Evil. What do the Masters of Evil do?
They're bad guys.
They don't have a theme.
I think their theme is destroy the Avengers.
And
blame.
Do they have insurance?
They're like Baron Zemo's
what
team.
What are their benefits package like?
Serpent Society has benefits, come on.
Is it better than Irving? Some of us might be interested.
The Shocker is actually in the MCU. You might have glimpsed him without a costume, but with the weapons in the first Spider-Man movie. There was like these bad guys were just like stealing tech. They have tech at the beginning.
And
there's one who vibrates. There's one on vibrate, and it's this one.
Could you imagine? And now I'm thinking of like a random scenario where he's trying to open a safe, and it just goes like do 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 do. Shit, forgot to put myself on vibrate.
Right.
But I feel we've said this to other characters. I feel he went to like a thrift store before going to a party and was like, I guess this will do, and I'll grab these boots, and this is a large quilt. I can surely sew something up.
It does feel repurposed quilt a lot.
Yeah.
Surprisingly enough, I like the color combination.
I mean, it's very Iron Man.
It's a brown.
What?
That's not a red. Maroon. That's not a... Yeah, it's a maroon, which is a brown.
God, I hate it.
That's like red.
You're seeing red. This is brown.
You're telling me this is supposed to be brown.
Perhaps it's the tablet? This is brown.
Ugh, nah. I hate it so
much. It's a reddish brown. It's a reddish brown.
Maroon.
Okay.
I hate it so much.
I still like it.
So Shocker, Hot or marooned.
I see what you did.
Something, something. I will be a shocker. Not.
I'm going to go with no. I don't like this.
I said no.
I don't like it.
I said no, but maybe. Maybe. It's a maybe. Yeah, it's a maybe.
Maybe it's like a from afar. If no. I'm bored enough.
But like...
prison?
Those lovely descriptions. Okay.
I'll go on a date just to see if it's padding.
He brings you on a date, leaves early at the restaurant, so you have to pay the whole bill because he does not like absolutely not.
Yeah, he would do that, and he's probably like breaking the safe of the bank next to it
and taking the filet mignon. Absolutely not.
You think he's a filet mignon kind of guy?
Nah.
I feel like he's more of a T-bone kind of guy.
I don't know. They all look the same.
They're all throwback cow.
Shocker.
Shooting star. Victoria Starr was a rodeo performer whose rich father supported her by having special six-shooters made for her that shot star-shaped paralysis pellets for her sharpshooting act, and also a pair of jet-propelled cowboy boots. When she and her partner, the Texas Twister, got a message from Rick Jones, meant for the Avengers, they went into action with other Southwestern heroes to help him and the Hulk. They decided to stay together as the Texas Rangers. She was brave, loyal, proud of the team she helped build. The entry mentions she was exposed as a demon in human form, but later stories would show she was only briefly replaced by one. So we don't need to dwell on that.
Good.
Why does it matter that the bullets are star-shaped?
The bullet holes? They're paralysis bullets, you're right.
Did anyone ever notice? That's my question. Like, did anyone ever notice that they were star-shaped?
Because of flair in these, you know?
Maybe you show it off.
She knows it, that's what matters.
You gotta have some whimsy in your bullets.
So it's probably something to hold holsters in place, but it looks like she has, like, shorts on top of the leggings, and I hate it.
I cannot see it as well. Also, what circus act needs paralysis bullets? Like, who is she paralyzing?
The crowd.
Bulls? I don't know. It's a sharpshooting act. I'm not sure it makes complete sense, but as a superhero, she certainly used them.
Well, yes, as a superhero. It's like,
yeah, she might not use it in her day job.
Yeah, it's almost like these people that, like, have a name like Dr. Doom, and then it's just like, how convenient. Well, you know, it's convenient to become a villain, so I'll go that way. She's like, oh, it's convenient to use these as a superhero, so.
So she's supposed to be like the Southwest version of Captain America?
No.
No?
I feel like she's giving more Texas vibes.
She's from Texas.
I feel she's an ex-cheerleader.
She has terrible posture. There's no way she's an ex-cheerleader. Yeah.
The posture is very weird.
It's the outfit.
It's the too many rodeos.
But like, imagine these are shorts and these are pom-pons. She could be a cheerleader.
She's not perky enough or alert enough.
She's leaning weird.
How does the jet-propelled boot works?
How can you rephrase that with some sort of grammar that I can understand?
How does the boot?
How do the boots
boot
work?
Yeah, yeah. No, they work. Do they work? How?
Working how do they?
Then
boots.
Or it's rather just
Friday.
Boots.
They are.
Huh?
They are rocket propelled.
But like that.
In the heels? In my mind, it's in the heels.
That's not the problem. It's not where is the rocket. It's how do you steer? How do you control that? You will just like go
with difficulty.
When you're in Marvel Universe, physics laws don't apply. No.
I think superheroes are more agile.
Yeah, but you need stabilizers. Look at Iron Man. He has his hands to stabilize.
Well, and maybe that's what's in the holsters.
Maybe she uses her guns to stabilize.
She paralyzes the laws of nature.
Maybe.
The boots are better than the Iron Man armor. That's what it is.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Also, in the comics, it doesn't need to stabilize.
Like, does she
They're
fly
just rocket
with
boots.
Them, or does she just like use them to jump high?
No, she flies.
Okay. I hate it.
I feel like her hairdresser did her wrong.
Yeah, I'm a bit disappointed.
I'm a bit disappointed about the hair. I think it's a layer missing.
Yeah, it's again. Hopefully, no one at work ever hears this. This haircut reminds me of a girl at work, and essentially, her hair is really in two layers. I never commented, but at one point or another, she did mention she cuts her own hair, and I was like, oh my god, it makes so much sense!
Oh, yeah.
This is why it's so bad!
But yeah. So what, is it too flat?
Imagine if it was fuller from the higher layer to the bottom.
Yeah.
There should be more layers.
It's too, like, thin at the top, and then her front layer ends, like, really all... Too far high. Away from the bottom layer. It like, felt that like should be more layers.
It needs to be a better transition between this layer and that layer.
And there should be more volume. This is like an animated character. Give her the volume that we can't have in real life.
It feels like she was in the middle of her haircut and then got called off to do superhero stuff that required paralyzing bullets and
maybe rocket boots.
Like, and I hate the fact that like, she could have this mermaid hair that covers the nipples, but it won't.
Well, you should trim your hair regularly, they say.
Maybe she paralyzed the hairdresser by accident.
No! Okay.
I guess that's stuck with
Are they permanently paralyzing, or just...
No,
no. Okay.
Oh, that would be too sad.
It's like a tranquilizer.
Like a taser or a tranquilizer gun, yeah.
Okay.
I do like the outfit, I think.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's kind of cool.
I feel a bit too... America.
It is very America.
Yeah.
It's a rodeo costume. So.
Yeah, again, too much America.
They say a single star is sufficient to paralyze a 6-foot man of average build for half an hour.
Okay. That's what I kind of imagined, 30 minutes-ish.
I'm not sure about the placement of the star on her
boobs. I'm kind of into it.
Like, I don't know if it should be higher or lower. It just feels like it hits her at a weird space. I apologize. I've been watching a lot of Project Runway. And Heidi Klum really cares about boobs.
Never a bad thing. Such a good show.
The weapon part actually explained the boots, and I still hate it.
Just for the record.
Tell us more.
She can stay upright without Texas Twister.
Oh, really?
I guess.
What's Texas Twister?
To enable her to remain upright and be borne aloft by the buffering cyclonic winds generated. Okay. But it does include gyroscopes.
I know.
Your stabilizer.
High mass mini gyroscopes.
Right. So she, like, boosts herself up and the Texas Twister controls winds. Can, like, keep her up afloat.
So she's not an independent woman.
Nope.
I do think I like the name, though. Shooting Star is pretty cute. Because it's cute and it's also relevant. Because sometimes it's like... Is that really...
You're reaching there. Mm-hmm. You're reaching.
This is cute.
Yeah.
What works.
I just wish that instead of being bullets, it would be like a wand or something. Oh. And it would actually be...
That's not a great rodeo.
she's a rodeo care bear.
Yes. It could be like throwing stars.
How
or
about
something.
That? Or not in the rodeo at all because it's kind of dumb. And
even
she's
a whip.
How about we just change her entire backstory? Okay?
Jose, we just lost all of our rodeo fan base.
I mean,
have you even ever been to a rodeo?
Actually, we have.
Okay.
Oh, sort of. Yeah, we went to like a horse riding competition thing once.
I don't think that's a rodeo.
That's why I said sort of.
There was a bull though.
Yeah.
He was just walking around.
Like a regular field.
Like, people have been
to a rodeo.
Yeah, I know that's not really
but
a rodeo.
But I don't have that many memories of it.
The horse riding competition is the closest I've come to.
Yeah.
I feel like Victoria is an angular name befitting for a star.
Yeah.
Sounds sharp. Haven't you missed me?
What a weird sentence.
It sounds sharp.
It sounds sharp.
I see what you mean.
Right. Shooting star. Hot or not.
I mean, she's pretty.
I'm conflicted about this one because, like, I think I'm leaning more towards hot, but I'm not thrilled. You know?
I feel it's a bit just lacking.
Yeah, it's underwhelming.
Well, she got part of her page.
I know, that's
stolen by the Shocker.
Shocking. Because he's worse than her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, that's why she doesn't have, like, an extra picture.
Yeah. I'll give her a hug because...
Yeah, she's still pretty. Yeah.
Girl power. But
yeah. And I'm sure she has a fine personality once.
Does she?
I get to know her.
It seems it's okay. Like, it's what you would expect from a hero.
That's pretty much it. It's just, it's too bland. It's too...
It's a little bland.
Predictable.
Yeah.
It's too safe.
I just wish her hair were better. And I wish she was in a different position.
And I wish she had a different background. And some kind of a dark past.
And wasn't in the Texas Rangers, man.
Okay. It was a man.
Oh, no. Oh, no. We never wish they were a man.
I don't date women. Women power.
Yes.
Well, yes, but...
We always prefer the women.
But I don't find them hot, per se. I wouldn't bring a woman home.
That's why none of you have ever been.
Yes, you've never been to
Elise's place.
That is false.
What house?
Demonstrably false.
There we go, Elise.
That sounds like my kind of guy. Tell me more. Podcasting Mike.
All right. When he was 10.
I don't want to start there.
Pretend I need to. Story starts with when he was 6. When he was 10, the boy who would become the Shroud saw his parents gunned down in a holdup.
Jesus Christ. Where have I heard this before?
There were portals, right?
I'm not saying there are any similarities, maybe on purpose, with other characters, okay?
Yeah, okay.
He decided to dedicate his life to fighting crime.
Uh-huh.
It does sound familiar. He studied law and criminology in college and began to train his body to peak perfection. He studied martial arts and mystical disciplines in Nepal from the cult of Kali. At the end of those studies, he was ready to receive the kiss of Kali in a ceremony where they branded you with a hot Kali-shaped iron right on his face.
Oh. That's holy crap.
It blinded him, but he found that it gave him a mystical extrasensory perception. He could see in the dark and through walls. On his first outing, in which he tried to hunt down and kill Dr. Doom, he was
shooting high.
He was hit with a hypno ray from a space satellite that somehow gave him, and I can't explain this, the power to create a fog-like darkness around himself. And he decided to go undercover and set himself up as a criminal boss in Los Angeles. So he could destroy the underworld from within. The Shroud is a grim, dedicated, and humorless person. He ignores the law when it interferes with justice. But despite his original attempt to kill Doom, he prefers to capture his enemies rather than kill them. He's pictured summoning darkness, pushing a door open. without his mask, intimidating Black Mamba and Spider-Man, and fighting someone in the fog.
I'm so happy we have this. I'm so down.
I love him.
I love everything about this.
Okay, this is an immediate
This is the
hug.
Character.
I promise I can make him laugh. I can change him, Mike.
We can bring him to a game of improv.
Oh my god. I don't know if he'd love improv.
I'm sure we can break him down.
Oh, he lives in Los Angeles. He's seen improv.
Yeah, he's been through.
He's seen through walls. If it was on the other wall, he would have seen improv, but not in the same room somehow.
In the dark.
Yeah. In the dark, he sees improv.
I think he sees all the time. He also sees in... He's got like ESP. He sees.
But he's blind.
Yes.
Or did it temporarily blind him?
No. His eyes don't work physically, but in his mind, he can see.
It's like Daredevil?
Well, Daredevil is like a sonar sense, so he sees outlines. But I think the Shroud, he can psychically see.
He sees with his heart.
That's why he can see in the darkness, because it doesn't matter. That's why he can see through walls, because it's really ESP.
So for him, does it feel like he's seeing, or does he feel like he's not?
I think it's like seeing.
Okay, so for him, it's not that big of a change.
So he's never felt.
But he can do that. You can pull that thing where you have a full mask without eye holes, and it freaks people out.
Cool.
Yeah.
He has very defined.
And I think he can basically see around, probably see behind himself, and it's just like a sense that helps with the martial arts.
You know, he'd be very helpful in a corn maze.
Very helpful in a corn maze.
It would fit a Halloween theme really. You know, yeah. You should work at a corn maze on the side to make extra money. You know what I like? I like that at no point, like, he's like, I want to fight crime. So I'm going to go to university, I'm going to get a degree, I'm going to study law, and at no point is there, like, a huge, but it didn't work, so...
Chemical,
you know, I had to take it to myself, or I accidentally fell in a vat of God knows what.
Hmm.
I can't...
Well, you fell into a vat of...
Unnamed Oriental martial art.
Yeah. No, but, like, he was evil from the start. Or from a young age.
He was not evil. He's not evil.
No, he's a good guy.
I mean,
he's a good guy. He actually is. Look at occupation. It says crime fighter masquerading as a criminal.
Yeah,
gang.
He's pretending. Okay.
I love that, by the way.
Masquerading.
I think
that's a dark.
He is masquerading. Right. Effectively.
Oh. It's stolen from the Green Hornet. You know, he's like a little bit Batman, a little bit Daredevil, a little bit. Green Hornet, a little bit.
So he's not original.
A little bit. A little bit everything.
We're all a little bit somebody, aren't we?
I love a good cape.
Yeah, the cape is really good.
Please bring me in this.
Like, I know it can be by the way it's moving, but does it not feel like it would be velvet?
Yes.
Oh. And you just roll in it like a cat.
Oh, yeah. Imagine him taking you into it and hugging you. Oh my god!
I personally don't like velvet, so I'm happy it's not velvet.
Maybe
but
satin.
It could feel as warm as velvet. I just, velvet gives me the hibbie jibbies. The texture.
It's satin. Thick, you can tell.
Yeah, it's nice and I like that the cape kind of merges with the darkness.
Do you know what else is thick? His thighs. And biceps.
Mm-hmm. He has an amazing thigh gap for those who have that goal. Good job, unknown shroud.
I just wish there was a little more, like, lighting in certain areas so we can define a bit more.
Like, maybe there's another...
No, it's not worse.
Like, in the ass... But,
look at that.
I mean, there's an ass there. Don't tell me there's no ass there.
And good pecs and abs.
Mm-hmm.
Even the calves. Nom, nom, nom.
I mean, what's more to say but nom, nom, nom?
I don't know how I feel about the scar tissue tattoo... The livid scar tissue tattoo in the middle of his nose to his hairline.
Doesn't it say that it's supposed to be the shape of Kali?
Well, yeah. So it's like an Indian god. If you look at the top of his cowl, that's the shape. That's exactly where they branded him.
I mean, why is he touching the door?
I don't know.
Is he to touch the door to see through it, or is he just like pushing when it says pull?
But you see, there's smoke because he's like, oh no, there's a fire on the other side.
I think he's dramatically pushing the door.
Either that, or maybe that's when he got the smoke power and he doesn't really understand it yet.
We should talk about the smoke because I'm actually into that. I'm into that.
Oh, imagine so cool. The ambiance during a photo shoot or something like that. Oh,
I think that's cool.
Oh no, like shotgun! That. His hair is reddish blonde. Sorry.
Whatever. He wears a cowl.
Shut up! He's mine.
And when he's dressed in black,
he's emo as hell.
You know he has like earbuds listening to MCR on repeat.
I love it.
So the shroud, hot or not?
Hot.
Big time hot.
They're so hot and cool at the same time.
There's so many benefits to date him. Fog.
Fog being number one.
A cape.
Number two, cape.
I'm gonna guess good sex.
Number three.
And I feel even though he's like mysterious and dark, he sounds like a good listener.
And he's shrouded in mystery.
He has he went to university, commitment.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He went to study martial arts, extra commitment. It's just positive. I love it.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains.
No!
Why is his face so small?
Sidewinder.
Oh, I've heard of this.
Seth Volker was an untenured economics professor who lost his job, applied for a job at Roxxon Oil, became aware of their illegal programs, and decided he was tired of economics, so he volunteered to be transformed into a member of the Serpent Squad.
Of course.
The power he gained from his experimental cloak and helmet, it's not part of him per se, was to slide through interdimensional space, effectively teleporting himself and others if he chose to. Breaking from Roxxon, he led the rebranded Serpent Society to financial independence and manages the team, also acting as their get-out-of-jail-free card, with his powers. Sidewinder is an extremely smart villain and a deft businessman. He's a pragmatist who knows when to cut his losses and understands the value of treating his co-workers and clients alike well. He's pictured escaping Captain America by sliding between dimensions.
As so you do. I am so conflicted because he's the leader of my favorite squad. Right. My favorite little gang.
And but if they have like healthcare and that's all him.
You know,
him.
He's a good guy, clearly.
But is he?
No. He's
a good boss. Which is rare to find.
He's a good boss, yes.
Yeah, which is rare evil. To find.
So when you say that the cloak
cape or whatever
thing... Does that mean that he can remove it and not look like this?
Right, it's a helmet. Like, the helmet has, like, the computer stuff that he needs to make the whatever's in the cape.
Is that why he has a thing that's, like, the antenna?
Maybe. Okay.
I mean, I do like that he can take it off and not look like a freak.
Yeah. I mean, I think he'd still kind of...
This like, is not yeah, the he's best got, like, blue eyes, bald hair.
Like blue I don't, eyes, bald like hair. I don't think it would.
Have you seen my boyfriend lately?
Like even without the cape, I don't think it fixes everything.
What's with the lion on the cape? He has a tiny cape. Sorry, you have a small cape, dude.
The lion? You mean the shadows?
No, there's like a lining, purple lining.
Oh yeah, and it's orange and then yellow inside.
Really disappointing cape, just after Shroud.
Right. Yeah. Definitely.
Your cape is underwhelming, sir.
The diaper really emphasizes a certain
I know it's the way it's drawn, but don't the legs not look even attached?
Yeah, like, you're right.
Look like if they were cut out, put on top of the drawing, and were like, good enough, put through the scanner. Like
you're right, It is confusing to look at.
I wish you had tried to do that on the comic.
Destroying it out of frustration. No, you're right, because at first I thought, is he pelvis fronting? But no, the legs are wrong.
I think it's like a very weird, like, that's in front of it. It's like a chastity belt. Mm. He has like granny panties on top of his leotard
and his ass
with
a
chastity belt on top of said granny panties.
And
those big gloves are not helping anything.
No. And the abs look like squished.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's trying really hard to flex and be cool.
It's not even bad. They look like if they got squished into like a little press.
I think he's leaning into
it. Oh, yeah, yeah. Weirdly. So he's face fronting, pelvis fronting. So there's like a...
It's a rare misfire from Walt Simonson.
Terrible posture, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just bizarre.
Well, he's snake-like, I guess. No, he's not.
Is the Sidewinder the name of a snake?
Yep. Because it moves, you know.
Oh, those are... Oh, like they're the side. Don't cool. All snakes kind of do
like
that?
A spooked out cat?
Yes! Or a crab.
Or a crab.
Yeah, so, you know, snakes do like... They
slither.
Like that. Yeah. But this one is really like whoosh, 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 whoosh.
Right, on the...
It's like they move butt first.
To the
I
side.
I know, but that sure is not an intimidating name.
But I know what you mean. I mean, like, he's got Skeletor face.
Yeah.
He's got a thing on the top of the helmet.
Yeah, what is that?
That's probably
it
part of the...
It looks like a little man with a mustache.
Right, and the Mario face.
Oh my god! The collar looks like a cobra, which is even more confusing.
It looks like that dinosaur.
Yeah. In Jurassic Park, yes. I was thinking the same. It's mm-hmm. like Jurassic Park meets Shakespeare.
Chainmail just on the arms. Yeah, you're right.
I thought those were chainmail.
No. Oh, I also thought it was scales.
I mean, yes, scales, but it's probably chainmail in the universe.
Scale-mail scales.
That's fucking stupid. Yeah.
And like the halter and the...
There's a lot going on.
The colors are all over the place. Mm-hmm. There's red, there's purple, there's orange, there's yellow.
Side note, though. I do like how the, like, brief situation is not a straight line. It's like an angled line that
elongates his legs and doesn't cut them off.
I don't think those are the briefs. I think those are the boots.
Yeah, that's where the boots start.
So the boots are like V-shaped?
Yeah, yes. That's what I saw.
I think it's
your like boots are stupid, sir.
I'm like, briefs, cool. Boots, absolutely not.
Well, because
it's not boxers, it's briefs, see? You can see the line where the...
Well, he's wearing lady boots, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Those are lady boots.
But also, they're way too skin tight. It doesn't make sense that it's boots.
And there's like, no heel on them? There's no toe support?
No, like, they're painted. They're painted on.
Like, why even pretend you're wearing a boot, sir? I don't know why I need to call him sir. Maybe because he's the boss. But
yeah, he's just...
Yeah.
You still want to have your insurance package.
He seems like a total bore, to be honest. Like, I'm sorry, anyone who likes budgets... There's no way you're an interesting
like it.
Person.
He didn't really like it because
he didn't like being a professor, but he likes it when he has money.
Currently spends
he likes fair. Managing a budget.
Yeah. I mean, I want money.
Currently spends all of his time managing Serpent Society affairs and rescuing his operatives from imprisonment. He doesn't have any time for us.
No.
No.
So, Sidewinder, hot or not?
No.
Absolutely. No.
Nah.
When my eyes don't know what to do, it's never a good sign. And my eyes are like,
eyes are like, look at the text.
Mm. Or look, Captain America. That tiny little
butt. There's a little butt. You see the little Captain America's butt?
That's America's ass.
But yeah, no, there's... But yeah, no, it's just like...
No.
So he doesn't look like a snake sidewinder thing. I don't get it.
And I feel he would be so rude on a date. Like, I feel he would be the one that, like, gives backhanded compliments to make me feel bad.
I also feel like he'd point out that, like, because if I order, like, a half portion of pasta, he'd be like, you know, it's more economical to take the full portion.
Oh, for sure. We go to the movie, you know, like, you're saving more money if you get the extra large popcorn, but it's like, but I just...
No, you would judge anyone who takes snacks at the theater, because that's you lose money.
Do you know how much return they make on this popcorn? It costs them 10 cents per bag.
Like, he's not sliding into the theater without paying.
Yeah, he can...
He's still not hot.
Now I need to check what type of snake this is.
So you're in charge around here, is that fair to say? Absolutely. I'm the boss. Okay, so take us through a day in the life of the boss. Well, the first thing I do is...
Talk to corporate! Approve memos! Lead a workshop! Remember birthdays! Direct workflow! My own bathroom! Micromanage! Promote synergy! Harassment lawsuit!
Fuck me, I can't fucking do it. Shit!
We're up to the cover. This is the end of the issue. So the cover by John Byrne, as people keep racing to that unknown destination. She-Hulk is the marquee character on the front, and Shanna the She-Devil in the foreground in the back. Shang-Chi and Scarlet Witch are pretty prominent, and it's hard to miss the giant sentinel holding Shadowcat in its fist.
That's nice of him to give her a ride.
And as we'll see, with no pictures of Richard Rider Nova, the Rigelians, Ringmaster, Rom Space Knight, The Rose, Roxxon Oil, Sabra, Savage Land Mutates, Secret Empire, Serpent Society, Shi'ar, Shooting Star, and Sidewinder are not present.
Mm. But the shield flying car is.
Yeah, of course. But The Rose was fun.
Oh yeah, I remember The Rose.
Not a runner, I guess.
No.
Didn't seem like one.
So, what do you think of the... Are there anything that pops on the cover for you guys? And who
She-Hulk
are your...
She-Hulk looks fabulous.
Mm-hmm. And who are your favorites, yeah.
I cannot fathom that Rocket is in this issue. It feels like it's been an eternity since we've seen. So it's weird. But Shang-Chi's great.
Oh, I remember Shang-Chi. Mm. Oh, he was so wholesome.
The Scarlet Witch is a big one for me.
Yeah.
She's very cool. She's still cool here.
I still feel like they could have framed her better a little bit.
Mm. Like, it feels like she's holding on to Sasquatch's arm.
Oh, that's nice.
The Shape of World is there and I'm disappointed.
I didn't remember those big ears.
It's horrible. They're so huge.
What's the big black swirly thing? Is that's where they're going?
No.
Mr. Fantastic's arm.
Oh my god.
He's in there the whole time.
Oh, yeah, he's in every single one.
I like to think they're running towards us.
Somehow. Towards the end of this podcast. Can we just get it over with?
Are there any of the missing people that to you is like, it's weird that they're not there now?
Well, let's see. Nova, he's retired. Anyone who's retired is like in the civvies is not going to be featured. aliens like Rigelians or Shi'ar not going to be featured. Mm. Team or organization, like the Secret Empire, the Super Poseidon, of course, not going to be.
How do you put rocks on oil there?
Rom Space Knight, of course, that hurts me that he's not there, but it's understandable because of copyright reasons.
Mm. Oh, really?
It was owned by a toy company, really, so he couldn't be on a cover at this point in Marvel. So, no, not really.
Okay.
The Ringmaster, I thought was big enough a deal that he'd be here. But I understand why, like, Sabra or Shooting Star aren't. And yeah, you just ripped Sidewinder apart.
I'm just glad Shroud's there. He looks like a runner.
I don't like runners, though. That worries me.
It's kind of weird seeing him run like that. It feels like he should just move slowly in the shadow.
Right? Like, if he runs marathon, I'm sorry, the deal's off. I don't trust people who run marathons. It's inhuman.
That being said, I agree with Nat that, like, I feel he would just, like, levitate in the shadows and be like, do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah.
But, him like, running more sinisterly
is a bit weird. Yeah, I wish there would be, like, more, like, there should be fog around him.
Yeah.
He looks too, like, determined.
Go around the table. Just once. Name your favorites from the issue. Nat?
Rocket is in there for me. She-Hulk, Scarlet Witch. I liked Shroud a lot from today.
Yeah.
Shang-Chi, we've mentioned too.
There were a lot of
There's ones. A lot of good ones this time. Mm-hmm. SNRs.
José?
I feel the same, like Rocket and Shang-Chi are like the ones that like just stand out to me.
Shotgun?
I think my top three would be Shang-Chi, Scarlet Witch, and Rogue.
Oh, Rogue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Rogue. I've always been a fan of Rogue.
Yeah, she's cool.
There's Rogue. But,
and it's in her workout outfit.
She has amazing fashion sense.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, Shroud is a happy surprise.
It is?
I'm like, oh, I remember we laughed when we did Sandman and Scorpion. But, it's no surprise. You know what? The ones I like are a lot more wholesome this issue.
You're right.
Yeah, it's usually not your type.
Yeah, it seems like I'm...
Too many good guys.
Healing. or something. Right. Although I did like the Sentinels, so yeah. Okay.
What are your favorites? Like, we know She-Hulk, but...
She-Hulk and Shadow Cat right there. Mm-hmm. Boom, boom. I am a fan of the Shroud, even though it's like the minor character. And who doesn't love Sasquatch? Come on.
Yeah, we did like Sasquatch.
I like this version, the one
right,
we
this
presented.
Right, this is the orange one, right? This is... We had the white one, and this is the orange one.
Just the story you tried to explain was too much for my brain.
Bizarre.
So that's why I left not that much of a good impression.
Art credits, Shocker by Russ Steffens, Shooting Star by Jackson Geis, Shroud by Bill Sienkiewicz, Sidewinder by Walt Simonson. Siskoid watches a lot of movies, like a lot. So now he has his own movie podcast. Or several. Siskoid Cinema is your one-stop umbrella for a variety of shows like Fade In, exploring the first films of famous actors and directors.
This is a joke, right?
On Borrowed Time, discussing all your favorite time travel movies.
Whoa, this is heavy.
Why are things so heavy in the future? Is there a problem with the Earth's gravitational pull?
And No Escape from Kurt Russell, a dissection of the man, the mystique, and the movies.
There goes a perfectly good bumper sticker.
And more. Siskoid Cinema, a proud member of the Fire and Water Podcast Network.
Female bag. Comments on episode 99. Because yes, this is the 100th episode. We didn't make a big fanfare out of it. But it's technically the 100th episode of Oh Hot More Not. Not counting Who's Hotter, Who's Not, the wedding specials.
That's crazy. We've been doing this for a long time.
As crazy was I when we started.
I don't like, even
remember. Wants to go back and listen to who I was. Because I stopped at C listening to them. So like it would be like discovering them all over again.
I have done that a couple times. Like gone back and it's listenable.
What year was it?
16? I think it was 2016.
Wow.
Oh my God, the world was so...
That was a rough year.
Yeah, because we started the blog in 2015.
I think we started the group cries in 2016.
Yeah, 2016 was a rough one.
Well, this is about episode 99. Shauna the She-Devil, Shaper of Worlds, She-Hulk, Shi'ar, and S.H.I.E.L.D. So Shauna the She-Devil, we have Gene Hendricks. He has her number. He says, yeah, the outfit in the main picture relies a little too much on two-sided tape to work, which I don't think is easy to get in the jungle. Of course, that could be why she's riding a rhino into town. get a year's supply of tape. Mike Dynas says, if I ever saw a cover with Shauna, I knew my mom wouldn't let me have it. So she was always a forbidden fruit to me. Chris Pine says, I don't think I'd want to hang out with Sheena because I'm very likable and charming, and we would no doubt become close friends with a strong platonic bond. And then at some point, like everyone else she knew, I'd get shot. No!
That's a bummer.
And Ange up top says, might be the hottest group ever. Shauna, She-Hulk, and Valentina. And Ange trifecta. So, okay. Shaper of Worlds.
Yes, our favorite.
Kurt Ansa was one of several commenters who basically knew the Shaper of Worlds because he was in a famous Hulk-Batman crossover comic. He ends up giving the Joker his powers for a brief amount of time, and of course, deadly hijinks ensue. Eric has read other comics, says it may have been a side effect of the Shaper's lack of imagination, that he was a terrible judge of character. He seemed to sincerely want to grant people's wishes and make them happy, but he usually bestowed his gifts to bad people. Mm. In his first appearance, the Shaper was used by a literal Nazi who had the Shaper, he's in the pictures, I guess, who had the Shaper change him into a super warrior named Captain Axis. Until the Hulk defeated him. The closest he came to making a positive world was when he turned an uninhabited planet into a paradise for the Hulk, turning the native animals into duplicates of some of the Hulk's deceased or otherwise departed friends. Aww. The Hulk was grateful for the Shaper's efforts, but polite for the Hulk, turned it down because it wasn't real. Then Martin Gray has a groaner of the month here. Regarding the Shaper of Worlds, why is he bald? As a former cosmic cube, surely he'd have a lot of cubic hairs.
Side note, I'm very happy Captain America is not Captain Allies.
She-Hulk. Mike W. from Saskatchewan says, I figured Shauna and Shulky would get a lot of love. But you forgot to mention the most important thing about the She-Hulk TV show. Tatiana Maslany is from Saskatchewan.
Yeah, is she?
Well, you didn't know that?
No, I knew she was Canadian, but not from Saskatchewan.
Well, yeah, I just had to get it out there. I got nothing else. not only that, Mike, but before getting into acting, she was an obsessive improv player, which is something most of us table. You don't know this?
No, I didn't know.
All right, Shotgun, you got to
brush up on your Shauna lore. Yeah.
Tatiana. Yeah.
I'm going to Alberta soon. I will discover more of our culture.
I've seen interviews where she wanted, like, she didn't have those ambitions to become a TV actress or whatever. She wanted to be an improv player for
professionally.
Life.
Professionally. Huh.
Well, that's professionally, awesome. As professional as we get.
We should hire her.
I don't think we can afford her anymore. No.
She's one of us, though.
One of us.
Which is to say, annoying.
Whatever do you mean?
She-Hulk is a big favorite among our listeners for normal reasons. Top three Marvel characters for Ange, for example. Here we have Chris Franklin. If Shulky hadn't gotten a hot, my faith in humanity would have been completely obliterated. Big fan of the late 80s, early 90s She-Hulk issues, and I ain't gonna lie, part of that was the way Byrne drew her. I was in high school, sue me.
We're happy we didn't crush your faith in humanity.
Yeah, we can't sue you, Chris. It's a class action suit at this point. Tim Price is another fan. She was all the things the girl said. Fun, sexy, sassy, a great teammate and friend with amazing hair. They kept playing around with her costume because the Wasp kept designing them for her, experimenting with different color schemes. Then they switched boots for leg warmers and sneakers. Now I'll admit, I loved the normal clothing accessories, almost never worn by superheroes at this point, so this was huge for me, and nowadays is commonplace. She-Hulk staying ahead of her time. And Swinebread also subscribes, says 1980s She-Hulk is one of my favorite characters. I'll never forget when she joined the Fantastic Four after Secret Wars. It blew my 12-year-old mind. Jack of Hearts is my favorite Marvel character of all time, despite his obscurity, so it was good to hear of their romance. Something I would have liked to see back in the day. Well, you can see it now.
I love how she looks gorgeous, but not in a traditional superhero way.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
in a normal way.
Well, just like it's, she has features, not just nondescript blue hair,
yeah.
Blue eyes, blonde hair, you know, traditional face.
Yeah, I like shooting her. Star.
Shots fired.
All right, on to the Shi'ar.
I'm the gun here.
I'm the gun. I'm sorry. doing Balloon Buster. Okay. Shi'ar. Gene Hendrix, how to tell the guys at Marvel are Trekkies without actually asking. Chris Pine says, I think the Shi'ar bulge is where they keep their eggs. You know, because they're birds and they lay front crotch eggs. It's canon now.
You have killed Josie. It's canon now,
he says. He follows up with some Lalandra Professor X Egghead fanfic that I'll let people discover at fireandwaterpodcast.com.
No.
Yep.
No, thank
I'm not reading that smut. He says, I also enjoyed the fact that the Shi'ar were so boring to everyone in the group that they used the bulk of that time to talk about when they heard their mom say the word penis.
It was just such delight.
Like every time or just the first time?
What? Every time.
Every time.
Okay.
It was often just one time for them.
Really?
We had like very different household cities.
Yeah, because you had a brother.
Oh, we had boys. Yes. They didn't have boys.
No.
So
it was...
So like, that didn't come up a lot.
Yeah.
Penises.
Right.
No. Yeah. When penises don't come up, there's a pill for that.
Sponsor though.
No. Shield. Let's go to Shield. All this chaff business. Remember the chaff in the car? The car had the chaff thing. Anyway, we wondered,
yes,
we wondered what chaff was. So Mike W. responded, says the chaff on the Shield car is basically a bunch of tinfoil strips that are released to fuck up any radar guided missiles that might be shot at the car.
Oh.
I think they used radar blinding chaff in the movie Air Force One, but I learned about it from G.I. Joe Comics, very educational. Gene Hendrix and Captain Entropy also chimed in to tell us what's what.
Thank you for educating
us. Right, yes. It's like, you know, like jet plane, like Top Gun, and it just like throws stuff in the back.
Yeah, it makes sense. It's all interesting.
It like confuses missiles.
And podcasters, apparently, with no knowledge of comic books.
Chris Franklin says, don't get pulled in by Sitwell and his charming glasses, ladies. Remember, in the MCU, he's really working for Hydra. And Bucky rips him out of a moving car and makes instant roadkill out of him.
Nice.
I guess that's in Winter Soldier. Captain Entropy responds, the MCU did Sitwell wrong. In the comics, he was a highly capable, true blue, pedantic, patriotic nerd. Without consciously intending to, I did my best to emulate him growing up, so he's important to me. Captain Entropy is in the military, so he has to say this about the holsters on the costumes. It says, I have short arms, so the hip is totally workable, and that's my go-to. If a thigh holster or sheath is connected to the belt, it's a huge pain when you go to the bathroom. Unless it has a release clip. With release clip, it's nearly perfect. Unless you need to conceal.
Wow.
Mike Dynas on those Shield uniforms, though, says, for some reason, this kind of stuff fascinates me. I'm a sucker for a variant on the theme. See my love for the Marvel or Shazam family. So I like the different colors, but I do find it funny that every department gets two shoulder holsters for guns. You may end up just being a technician for the water purification unit on the helicarrier. You're also trained in 10 ways to kill a man. And here's a miscellaneous comment from Isamu Yukinori. He says, Uncle Siskoid, you should add a warning to not listen to this show while driving or operating heavy machinery. Another vote for this.
Or at work, apparently.
I mean, these custom compliments about wearing teeth on her calves made me laugh so hard. I almost went off the road. Almost. Don't tell my mom. But he said in the past that his mom listens when he listens. So I sure hope she's not in the room. When you hear me read this, nephew. Mm-hmm. Also miscellaneous comment, Chris Pine says, I think we got our first authentic Canadian A.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, A.
A?
No. But no, you know what? When it was said, I had a moment. I was like, oh.
Wow.
How Canadian. How Anglo-Canadian of us.
Yeah.
I don't
remember who said it, though.
I don't know, but it happened at the top of the episode and made him very happy. We are also getting a lot more F-bombs, and I blame 2020. I blame Shotgun for sure.
I blame 2023 for my personal
I just blame life.
It's like I'm usually very vulgar, but
you were absent, so I
you were absent for a couple shows. Yeah. Speaking of Shotgun, we mentioned the secret origin of her nickname last time, and John B. responded, so glad to hear that Shotgun's moniker was just that and not some kind of weird fetish. Obviously, Her eyes are her most dangerous weapons. And Chris Pine answered, I assumed it was because she likes sitting in the passenger seat on road trips. But no, you're a driver.
She likes driving.
She's a driver.
No,
but you know what's funny? We were at the improv tournament and I said bye to kids, got my car and bring it closer to the door so we could pack everything at the end of the tournament. And then the pack of kids were waiting for someone else to join them to go away. So when that person got out while I was backing the car, she just screamed, shotgun! I was like, hey! She's like, oh no, I wanted to sit passenger. Bye though.
Oh, that's so awkward.
You're such a loser. Yeah.
Okay, I won best referee.
All right, before we go, we have to mention the Fire and Water Podcast Network patron page at patreon.com/FWPodcast. If you like our content, please think about making a one-time or a monthly donation, the amount of which will allow you to unlock rewards like getting on our hot list.
Fuck. No, that is not part of the reward. We have made that clear.
It's been 100 episodes. We might want to think about changing it. Okay, we'll discuss it. But this time, we're still doing this. The girls throw a custom compliment at you for...
I left the oven on. I'm just going to go. I have to wash my hair.
So, all right. And there's only four of you. So that's...
one each?
No, it's much more. We got seven names.
Seven? When did we get a seventh?
I have not given a compliment in
40-some
right. episodes.
But it's going to be based on the four characters
themselves. I have one and it's going to be awful.
Give it to Dr. Ange.
Well, Dr. Ange, I'm sure you can control the level of vibration you issue.
don't forget the pattern.
Yeah, the pattern is important as well. Important. The level and pattern, you would do wonderful.
Is Mr. Luke still there?
He's there.
Oh, Mr. Luke, you're a star in our eyes, and especially to Amelie that's not here.
There you go. Gene Hendrix.
I will not do any of these for another 50 episodes.
You need one for Gene Hendrix.
Gene Hendrix.
Okay.
If you had a cape, it would be Shroud's cape, not Sidewinder's stupid cape.
All right, Eric.
You don't need to control fog to hide in it, because you look great.
Why do you assume he'd want to hide?
He doesn't have to.
I see. Maybe he's
okay,
shy.
I got one.
Chris Pine.
Okay. People get paralyzed by how good looking you are.
Okay. Oh my god!
It's an actual compliment!
This is the best one that
matters. Guys, guys, it's the 100th episode, that's why.
Don't get used to it, but that was amazing.
And for Chris Pine, of everyone.
Yeah.
We still have three.
That was the one I had.
Mike Dynas.
You're so good looking.
No repeats.
If you were shooting bullets, they'd be heart-shaped because you're a sweetheart.
Okay. Aww.
That's nice.
Zane Kroll.
My brain's like, I bet you could quilt if you tried. That's not a good one.
I wish I could have Sidewinder's power so I could... I'll start that.
Oh, it's Snape under his bed.
So I could... No. So I could slip into a different dimension to get close to you.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, we got it.
Do you want me to say it again?
No.
We don't have all night.
We almost didn't survive the first time. So
no, you're right.
Just say goodbye, guys.
Goodbye, guys.
Happy 100.
Amelie's not here, but
Amelie loves you.
Yeah, Amelie loves you. Not the rest of us. Just Amelie.
Thank you for another 100 of these crazy things.
Do we have another 100 to go?
Well, with DC. And the Book of the Dead.
But once we've done all the comics, surely we'll find another project.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll figure it out by the time we get there.
Anyway, Amelie loves you.
But for real, honestly, thank you for listening. Like, just do like a genuine moment.
Yeah.
I
joke because I'm uncomfortable with emotions, but we do love you, even if Amelie's the one to say it.
And it's been 100 episodes. Thank you for your commitment to this.
I'm going to be nonsense. I'm going to be very genuine. When we film these, I tend to forget that people are going to listen to this because it feels like we're just talking.
Having a blast together.
When we see the comments and we hear the feedback, it's like, oh my god, there's really people out there listening to this, and I appreciate it.
Yeah,
we're thank making a listening. Difference in their lives, or you know,
them and ours.
Yeah, I hope that we bring sunshine every Tuesday. No,
not every Tuesday. Tuesday.
Every month-ish, sunshine and spit takes.
On occasion, anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, thank you.
Thank you for the 100th episode.
We love you. Herman Schultz was an unsex...
All of us are now interested.
The Fire and Water Podcast Network patron page at patreon.com/
fuck
FW Podcast. Why'd you say fuck in the middle of a
because of an address? Because
I'm trying to read an Earl.
F-bombs, they like it apparently.